With fall in full swing, more moments call for more comfort. Mack Weldon's got all the essentials for comfortable, easy-to-layer clothes designed for cooler days and timeless style you can count on. Their new Ace line, inspired by their best-selling sweatpants, combines everyday comfort with long-lasting and effortless looks. Not flashy, just classic, always in style, and made from the world's most comfortable performance materials. Fall into comfort with Mack Weldon's Ace collection. Go to MackWeldon.com and get 20% off your first order of $125 or more with promo code MAC25.
This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace.
Last year, I went through many different life changes. I needed to take a pause and examine how I was feeling in the inside to better show up for the ones who need me to be my best version of myself.
When you're navigating life's changes, Talkspace can help. Talkspace is the number one rated online therapy, bringing you professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatry providers that you can access anytime, anywhere.
Living a busy life, navigating a long-distance relationship, becoming a first-step father, Talkspace made all of those journeys possible. I could speak with my therapist in the office. I could speak with my therapist in the comfort of my home. I was never alone.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Media mogul and the legend agent to the biggest names in international cricket. This is Baja TV Podcast with Baja Powell. The views, thoughts, and opinions expressed in this podcast are those of the individual speakers and do not necessarily reflect the views of any affiliated organizations or entities. The content shared is for informational and entertainment purposes only and does not constitute legal, financial, medical, or any other form of professional advice. This episode is brought to you by 124 Nut Out Sports Agency. Welcome to the next level.
Hey guys, it's your girl Basha, and welcome to a special series we have as a part of the Basha TV podcast. And this is really just called Just Basha. No guests, my unfiltered thoughts that my husband one day said to me that I needed to share with my viewers and listeners. And of course, I was terrified initially, but then I decided to lean into it. And then I called up my producer and I said, you know, here it is. My husband says, why don't you bring the same expertise you bring for free to your girlfriends who call you all the time for advice? And then he went out to say some other things that I can't say here. And he said, I think that your platform should also be used for you to give advice, not necessarily advice, but say some things, provide inspiration to your listeners. So here we are. It's your girl Basha coming to you from Naples, Florida. And today I want to talk about the silent killer of growth. Whole negative energy. Guys, I'm afraid of negative energy. I don't know about you, but today we're talking about the silent killer, negative energy. And, you know, let me define negative energy for you this way. Have you ever met a beautifully, I would say, aesthetically gifted person on the outside? Some of you may call that a 10. And then that person, after a while, once you've met the person and you started talking to that person, whether that's a man, woman, or whatever, you realize that this person doesn't, I don't feel their vibe. I just don't like being around them, you know? And then the reverse happens where you meet someone who society may call that person not so aesthetically beautiful on the outside. And some people may say, okay, she's a 5. You know, I'm just letting you know what is said in the streets. And once you have an initial conversation with that person, you just can't wait for the next conversation you're going to have with that person. You can't wait to talk to that person. And that there, ladies and gentlemen, is called energy. Some people got it and some people don't. And energy has nothing to do with your physical beauty. It has nothing to do. It's something that comes from your inside. And it can be very powerful and it can be very dangerous. So many of us are related. We may be married to people who are energy drainers. You feel me? And sometimes you think, well, okay, well, I'm married to this person or I'm related to this person. This might be your child. This could be a sibling. This could be a grandchild. It could be anybody or somebody in your inner circle. And you feel that you're stuck to them for life. And I would never forget Les Brown said this thing many years ago. I think it was over 30-something years ago. I heard this saying. He said, I believe in the one-to-a-box theory. You came here by yourself and you leave by yourself. So you know what? While you're living here, sometimes you need to be by yourself. If you have what I like to call an energy drainer, these people are like silent killers. They're like a heart attack, right? And, you know, they can mess up your life. And if you are not surrounded by people who add value to your life, you know, and I'm not talking about, let me be clear, I'm not talking about the fact that I don't want you to say, well, oh, Baja says every time your son or your husband or your sister or your brother comes to you and they have a problem that they are energy drainer. No, in life, we all have problems. We are not talking, we cannot define a situation with the people around us by simply because they're having a bad period in their life and something is not going according to plan. But here's how you know if this is an energy drainer or if this is just the type of energy you don't want in your life. I'm that wife, I'm that mother, I'm that sister, I'm that daughter, I'm that cousin, I'm that friend who, if my people are having a rough time, I pull up. But you see, when I pull up for you and we find a solution out of that mess, and then you go back and sit in the mess, you drain in my energy. That's what I call an energy drainer. And that's the difference between knowing when it's time to cut ties with people who their pleasure is addiction to pain. And they want to pull you along for the ride. So when I show up to support you. One time, we're getting out of pain. But if you want to go back in your pain, then you're draining my energy. Seriously, guys, you know, we are all related to people who are addicted to pain. And the problem is, people can't tell the difference between strength and confusion and an addiction. Sorry. An addiction is not a good thing. Strength means that we've made a mistake and we pull up and we roll out of there. But if you are related to someone who is addicted to pain and they feel that complaining about this pain is the same as doing something about it, they're draining your energy. And I can't begin to tell you how many people right now are either married to someone who's draining their energy and they just don't know how to get out of that scenario. Well, you're going to have to ask yourself, whose life is more important? My partner, my child, because you know what happens with energy drainers? After they drain your energy, they're good, you know. They go into their own world and they're not really concerned about you. They're concerned that they got a form of relief in you, right? When we come back, I want to talk about, you know, how to tell the difference between negative energy that you should remove from your life and just someone who's just having a rough time. Because we need to give grace too. As we discuss this topic, I don't want you to think that Everybody who comes to you with a problem is a negative person. If that person does not have the ability to be accountable for what they're going through and do something about it, that's when the situation becomes negative. Let's take a break. We pause for cause and we'll be right back.
This segment is brought to you by Ricardo Powell Cricket Academy, based in Tampa and Naples, Florida.
Okay, guys, welcome back. It's your girl, Basha, and welcome back to the Basha TV podcast. And we're talking about really and truly how to get negative energy out of your life so that you can soar and you can level up. Yeah. So we're discussing how to get negative thinking people, who I like to call energy drainers, out of your life. And here's some of the examples that I'd like to share with you in terms of how can you detect. You need to do an audit of your life right now. So you're saying, Basha, I need to do an audit. I like what you're saying, but how do I know if this is a negative person? It could be a best friend. This person might have been your best friend for 30 years, 20 years. You just don't want to pull up because Basha say, hey, she's a negative energy person. She's an energy drainer. Cut out. That's not what Basha is saying. Let me be clear. Okay? Okay. So let me give you some examples. You know those people who like to only call you because they want you to make them feel good? Be careful. They think that your life is so lit that they have never called you to see how you're going. They're calling you for you to tell them how to fix their mess. You are Maury or Jerry Springer, right? So if you have that person on your list who, when things are great with them, you don't hear from them. But when things are not so good with them, you are the first person they call to dump their energy on. That's an energy drainer. A real friend can have a bad day or a bad relationship. And, you know, they're going to need you there for them. This is life. We need to be there for each other. But that is not their entire life. That's a day in their life. It might be a phase. And a phase and an addiction are two different things. So let me explain that. You know, we all go through stuff. It's not like I've never had a bad day. Hell yes, I've had a bad day. But the difference is when we grow through what we go through. I hope you get that. And let me say it again. We all go through stuff. But if you don't have the ability to say, shit, what just happened there? You know, I might be going through this for a reason. No, you're not going to go straight to, oh God, why did this happen to me? That is energy draining. Sometimes we go through stuff. And similarly, sometimes the people we love, they go through stuff. But if they don't grow through what they go through, energy drainer. Next example. When they believe in terms like, you know, you talk to somebody and say, well, let's play devil advocate. Well, it's just constructive criticism. Listen, there's nothing called constructive criticism, right? For me, I don't like those terms. I feel if you need to communicate something that's going to make me grow, do that. I don't need constructive criticism. It can't be constructive and criticize at the same time. You can't build me up to tear me down, but you can make me better, right? So watch out for those terms. People who lean into words like vulnerability and authenticity and things like that, and they talk in terms like, you know, if I'm talking to my sister and my inner circle, we're talking about how can we become better? How can we level up so that we can be able to do this or do that? We want to use words like, how can we become better? But nobody is constructively criticizing around me, right? Some people can only see the negative in every situation. Sometimes beauty comes out of the ashes. And that's the truth. So, you know, I was reminded just this week, you know, sometimes people can get the most beautiful children out of bad relationships. Yeah. And in some cases, let's say you've been in your dream job, right? You have a successful job and you know, this was your dream job. You thought all your life, this is what you'll be doing for the rest of your life. And then one day you were fired. What you gonna do? You're gonna just whine and pine. Oh my God, they fired me. And 10 years passed and you fired. When this was the opportunity for you to start the next or the most successful phase of your life. 10 years passed and you still groaning. And you could have set up a business that would have been better than the job they fired you from. My point is, negative people sit in their mess. And positive thinking people, they make their mess their message. And that's the difference. Okay, another example. When they refuse to take accountability and go to therapy. Oh my God. I can't begin to tell you. The you know those people who the problem is everybody else and not them? I heard Charlemagne the God say recently, and I really liked it. He said the best investment he made in himself is going to therapy. And I totally agree. I feel the same way about myself. Success is attracted to happy people. Did you hear that? Ladies and gentlemen, if you're listening, success, the one that you're looking for, it's only a success is not attracted to unhappy people. There's so many people with, and don't get tied up, money does not make you happy. If you're happy, you will know how to spend the money well. But money don't make you happy. And success is attracted to happy people. You will never be truly successful until you are happy. So guys, let me be clear. Because I don't want you to think that my life has been perfect and that's why I'm here running off my mouth. Because I kind of running off my mouth. I was one of each of these people at different stages of my life. But I did my work and I continue to do my work. Success for me is growth. Success for me is positive thinking. Success for me is peace. Success for me is happiness. You'll be like, well, Baja, you know, you look like you have some money. Success is not money. No. Once I have those things, my money flows. If I'm not at peace, I'm not happy, and I'm worrying and worrying sends everything you want away. But peace, contentment, and happiness draws it to you. So now if you're hanging around people who do not value these qualities, you cannot be successful. And that's a fact. Ask any successful person. Negative people cannot manifest positive things. It doesn't take rockets. I'll say it again. Negative people cannot manifest positive things. Full stop. You cannot get a positive outcome from a negative mindset. I've never seen that happen. You know, some of you might be asking yourself, why didn't they hire me? I went for that job. Blah, blah, blah. Everyone is not meant to be hired. Maybe, you know, some people were created to hire people, and maybe you're one of them. That may be you. And sometimes a real reason, you know, they didn't hire you is because you're not meant. You were too good for the job. You're trying to work at Walmart when you need to be working at Gucci. Everybody brings a different energy to an environment. Are you trying to work at Gucci when you need to be working at Walmart? The same applies. So some of you might be asking yourself, this is a common one because everybody wants to be accepted. They said the number one desire is to be accepted and the number one fear is to be rejected. But you're asking yourself, why don't they like me? Everybody would not like you because they don't like themselves. You know? What you need to know is where you place yourself will determine your value. And this is why a two-bedroom condo in Central Park in New York or in West End in London is worth more than a mansion in some parts of Texas. Because sometimes you have to relocate to adjust friendships and relationships to maintain your value. You know, location equals value. You may also be asking yourself, why can't I get ahead? I want to start driving a nice car and live in a nice big dream house. And you want all these things. Well, what have you done lately to ensure that your dreams come true? You're still sleeping until 10 o'clock in the morning, aren't you? dreams don't come true by wishing. Sometimes we have to switch shit up. And that's a fact. Sometimes you just have to switch shit up to make your dreams come true. You know, that might sometimes mean ending relationships, friendships, marriages, relocating, and just thinking positively. You know, here's the thing though. If a positive person moves into a negative environment, what do you think will happen? Energy is contagious. You can't plant a tree in bad soil and expect it to grow and bear fruit too. Eventually, the tree dies. Look at the soil around you and ask yourself, am I growing? Am I in the right soil? Be careful who you share your soil with and your big dreams with. Because every person is not meant to walk the same path. It's your girl, Basha. Thank you for tuning in to Just Basha. No guests, my unfiltered thoughts. I was scared to bring it to you, but guess what? I had to think positively about doing this. I know that I'm not the only person who in this life, who's really benefited from changing energy. And I can't begin to tell you that the moment my energy shifted, my life transformed. And I just wanted to share this with you today. And always remember that your location determines your value. If you remember nothing from today's episode, remember that. So be careful where you place yourself and who you place yourself with. They can ruin your value. Until next time, I'm out. It's your girl, Basha. See you next time. Bye. Cheers.
Basha TV Podcast was created by Basha Alicia Powell. Host, Basha Alicia Powell. Executive producer, Basha Alicia Powell. Producer, Delicia Winner. Creative, Basha TV Productions, LLC, and Carver Consulting. Music, Rights Reserved by Basha Alicia Powell and Ricardo Powell. Editors, Basha Powell, Delicia Winnow. Visual Effects, Basha TV Productions, LLC, RJ Powell. Music Composer, Basha TV Productions, LLC, All Rights Reserved. Guest Bookings, Carver Consulting. Special thanks to all our guests.